phone.
Okay.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name, please?
Jack Wayne.
All right, sir. Could you please start by stating your full name and your ABC number?
Richard Earl Chastain, 054-837.
Thank you, sir. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, and this is for a parole hearing for either general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge today.
Okay.
And according to the Department of Corrections, you became eligible for these on October 24th of 2010.
Right.
So I'd like to introduce you to the members of the board. If you look on your video screen there, over to the right, so that way, on the very end is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Right next to me here in the middle is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. Over here on the other side of me is the Honorable Michael Johnson. And my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'll conduct your hearing today. So Mr. Chastain, I'm going to start with a little review. And I just want, state a few facts, and if I see anything wrong, I'll ask you to correct me.
Okay.
All right, sir. So, Mr. Chastain, are you 61 now? 62? 61?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
61. And he is serving 25 years to life for the crime of murder in the first degree, and that occurred on August 11th of 1984. How old were you about, sir, when that happened?
27.
You were 20, about 27? Okay. And you were convicted under plea agreement on July 4, 1985 and sentenced on August 2nd of 1985. Did you appeal your conviction, sir?
No, I did not.
You didn't appeal? Okay.
No, ma'am.
Okay. And just looking over your history here, it looks like you've taken a little bit of programming, some substance abuse classes and smart recovery.
Yes.
Anything else, sir? Did you take any other programs?
No.
No? Okay.
I get every program they have here, but it's hard to do.
It's hard to do when you have a long sentence. We understand that.
Yeah.
We've heard that before. Okay, sir. It looks like, looking at your discipline history, though, you've had quite a lot of discipline. You've had 33 majors, sir.
Yeah, I know it.
Yeah, so what's happening? Why are you getting all those majors?
Stupidity.
Okay. Well, I see quite a few of them here. I see there's three of them in 2017 that were possession of narcotics or positive or refusal to UA. Are you still using drugs in prison, sir?
No, I'm not.
No? What were those about, then?
No, ma'am. I lived in, but I'm not no more.
Okay, that was back in 2017.
I'm not here, you know what I mean? Yeah.
All right. Okay, and then I see you had another disobeying a verbal order in July of 2018. What was that one about, sir?
July of 18. July? Actually, they dismissed.
You think it was dismissed here? Let me just check real quick while I got you there. Let's see here. Well, it's not showing as dismissed. It's saying... It's saying loss of days and time forfeiture. So, okay, I also see a drug positive or refusal for October of 17. But that was the last time you quit using that in October?
Yeah, I was using since.
Okay. What drug were you using?
Methamphetamine.
Oh, you were using that. Okay.
Yeah.
And you said you don't smoke either?
Pardon me?
You said you don't smoke either?
No, I quit everything.
You quit smoking? Wow, I hear that's pretty hard to do.
Coffee.
Wow, you don't even drink coffee?
No, I quit everything.
Wow. Okay. All right, let's see. And it looks like if you were going to be released, you were going to go to a halfway house. Would that still be your plan?
Yes, I wrote several of them, and I've got responses back that said due to my health, they really would advise me to do something else, and then I went and talked to the doctor, and he said, well, why don't you, what do you call them patients, I forget what they are, he said the name of them, like some place where you take your mom, you know, or you...
Oh, yeah.
They have a chest. And you see, I use oxygen too, and that's very dangerous.
Oh, so you use oxygen now?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Oh, okay. So if it's okay with you to discuss, what kind of health problems? Are you still able to walk? And
not very far, not very fast.
Okay.
Yeah, I got lung disease, I got deteriorating heart disease, and I got melanoma cancer.
Okay, so you're just not able to, with the lung disease and the heart disease, that makes it hard to get around a little bit.
It does, very hard.
Okay, and do you take medications then for that?
Yes, I do.
Okay, all right. All right, so well, I think those are all kind of all the background information. It looks like you've done two prior prison terms. Were those in another state? I noticed.
Yes,
ma'am. Yeah, for theft, there was a couple of prison terms. What other state were you in, sir?
Illinois.
Oh, you were in Illinois, okay. Okay, it looks like they even had a detainer for you at one point from Illinois, but that's been canceled, so.
Yeah, that was on the last sentence date, so I had to finish the last sentence.
Okay, gotcha. I got it. Okay, so this is another opportunity to get to know the board a little bit, for us to get to know you. So why don't you tell us about what happened the day of the crime, sir? What happened on August 11th of 84, and what was going on in your life on that day?
Well, we were out drinking, partying, and he grabbed me by the neck, and he choked me and slammed me against the steering wheel of the car about four or five times. Then we got out, then we started fighting, then we quit, and then just started fighting again, and I lost control. And then I hit him with a rock in the head, and then I got scared, and I threw his body in the river. And it was just a terrible thing, it was a terrible tragedy, it really was.
Well, who, was he a friend of yours, or who, how did you know him?
Yes, we just met him that day, and he said that he wanted to go to the river and drink some more, and I said, well, that's where we were going. So he was a little bit inebriated, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So I drove, and then everything just turned sour after that.
What did you argue about?
We stopped and got some beer, and it was a long time beer, I guess it was. I can't really remember what the beer argument was about. Then he was grabbing by the throat, and he was in the back seat, he grabbed by the throat, and he started slamming up against the steering wheel of the car.
Okay.
And I finally got to where I was going, and then that's when it all happened. We got in the fight again. I thought it was over, but we got in the fight again, and then I lost control.
So, was it just the two of you, or were there other people with you?
No, there was, I believe there was four of us.
So there were four of you. And what did the other people do when this happened? I mean, what, did they try to stop
you? They didn't do anything.
They didn't do anything?
No, they didn't do anything. Nothing.
And they weren't arguing or anything? They weren't arguing with you?
No, he, Phil Black. He's the one who said, he hit him the second time with a rock, and then it was his suggestion to throw him in the river. And so that's what we did. I got scared, and it was terrible. I still think about it today. It's not something that just goes away. It doesn't. You think about it all the time.
I bet. All right, sir. So do you know what ever happened to him? I know you're not probably not able to get much information. Do you know what ever happened to him?
No, I don't.
If Ricky's...
He got 9 years.
He got 9 years?
Yeah, he went back to California, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, so Mr. Chastain, you've had 25 years to think about this. What would you tell yourself now, if your current self could talk to your younger self? What would you say about that?
Turn around, walk away. Let it go, and when you sober up, then go talk to him, then tell him how you wish it out. And that's the best thing you can do, is just turn around, walk away from it.
Okay, and how...
If I can hear you, you have to turn around, walk away from things all the time. You know what I mean? Then you go back after you don't get mad, then you talk about it. Say, hey, you know what, that was wrong, and I want to apologize or whatever, you know what I mean?
Well, that's a good strategy. That's one of the things you learn as you get older, isn't it?
Yes, it is. A little late.
Yeah, so...
When you're younger, you got a hot temper, things just didn't go over like they should have.
Sometimes you do. Okay, so I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Does anybody have a question for Mr. Chastain? Okay, Mr. Chastain, we're coming up toward the end of your hearing. But I want to give you the chance to tell us anything else that you've thought of, you know, maybe while you were talking. And I want you to come back later, you know, later, say, gee, I wish I would have told him this. Is there anything else that you'd like us to answer?
My criminal history is done. It's all the way done. There's no way that I could ever do anything. I can't even walk back to a door. You know what I mean? My criminal history is done. And the only thing I want is, I don't want to die here.
Okay. All right, sir. Well, the board's been going to discussion, and you know you've had hearings before, so you know we do all the discussion in public. So just stay on the line, sir, and we'll be right back with you in just a moment. Okay, sir? All right, the board's now in discussion. And Mr. Chastain is... having some health issues, certainly, and that's kind of causing a problem with his finding a place and a place to parole to, a halfway house. And I can understand that they would want to make sure that they'd be able to take care of him. Mostly because of that at this point, and recent discipline. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate for parole, but I'd listen to any input from fellow board members. You agree? I'll make a motion then, and that is that we deny general parole, absolute discharge, or home arrest for Mr. Chastain.
Second. Agree? Agree?
All right. Seconded, Mr. Johnson. Agreed, Dr. Wright. Mr. Neal, did I hear you, Mr.
Agreed.
Okay, thank you. And based on the year of the crime, which was after July 1st of 1984, then I'm going to ask for a one-year set-off. And reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, loss of human life, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, history of continued substance abuse, recent disciplinary infractions, poor no release plan and no community support system. And board members think of any other reasons? Okay, back to you, Mr. Chastain. You heard the board's discussion. The board has voted to deny you at this time for deny parole, absolute discharge, and home arrest. And most of it, sir, is the concern about a place for you to live. So I know you've got some letters out there, so please keep working on that and try to find a place so you've got somewhere to go, because that's going to be important, you know, that'll be an important factor for having community supervision, sir. So we wish you the best. Did you hear the reasons for denial, sir? Do you need me to repeat it?
Yeah, ma'am, I did.
Okay,
yeah,
sir.
Ma'am, I did.
Well, thank you very much for participating. Thank you for being so respectful in the hearing today. And we look forward to seeing you when the department certifies you again in about a year, sir. Thanks very much. Could you let the CO3, just lay the phone down, let the CO3 know that you're finished.
All right.
Okay, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chastain.